You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Commanded Moshe Baruch Shalom that he has to go to the war with Midian. And then it says, after you go to the war with Midianim, then you join your nation up in the heaven. So the way that is stated in the Torah, Ahar Te'asef El Amecha. So the question is asked, what does it mean? Ahar Te'asef El Amecha, afterwards. So the explanation is, Ribbono Shel Olam, the way they created his project, that is this world and galaxies, as we see in the beginning of the creation, it mentions Vayi Erev, Vayi Boger. So there is Erev and there is Boger. And also at the time that we go through the process of Yom Kippurim, we bring a goat for Hashem, and bring a goat for negative forces, that is called Azazel. So Zohar HaKadosh brings that Ze Laumat Ze Bara Elokim. So that means the negative forces, they go hand by hand with the positive and holy forces. So now here, when he says Ahar Te'asef, that means as long as you're alive, so Bil'am, it's going to go on. He leaves. But when you leave this world, so then Bil'am has nothing to do in this world. Another example. We see Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom had an enemy that his name was? Yes. Nimrod. Right. Nimrod was the enemy of Avraham Avinu that he threw him in the furnace. So we see Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom and Nimrod, they left this world exactly at the same day. The boat passed away exactly the same day. Esav killed Nimrod, and when he came home, he noticed that Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom is mourning for his grandfather. So what does that mean? So that means as long as Avraham Avinu Alayhi Shalom is alive, so he needs that negative forces to go against him at the same time. But when Avraham Avinu does not live, so there is no useful Nimrod. So to understand this better, happened to be a story that somebody passed by a construction site and he noticed people are working very hard and they digging. So he asked them, what are you doing here? So the workers responded, we planning to build a building here. Building? So why are you digging? How many floors you are making? So now about 25 stories. 25 stories and then you dig? Doesn't make sense? Yeah? Oh, so that means the higher you go, you have to dig more. So that's something. It's an unbelievable thing. So that means as far as the level that is designated for you, the higher you are, you have more digging. You have more digging people around you. So that means if people, they don't dig around you, so that means you're a first story or maybe basement. But the more you have diggers around you, so that means you have the potential to go
much higher.
Yeah, like a 100th floor.
Aseman
exactly. They call it Aseman Harash Harash. Yeah. So now here, Moran Rabotai, Kol HaKadosh, today is a very special day. Zehilu Lav, Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, Zechuto Maren Aleinu. Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh lived, there's a difference of opinion, 33 or 34. So, isn't that puzzling? Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Ari, only lives 33 years? What does that mean? His greatness, he should live at least 200 years. No? Beautiful. Hazak Baruch. So now here, the quote here is, Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh came to this olam to fix the life of Bilam HaRasha, that he lived exactly the same age. Bilam HaRasha lived 33 years. So the Rabbeinu Aliyah HaKadosh came to this olam only and only to fix what Bilam caused destruction. Ze le'umat ze asa Elokim. So that means in life, you have to know, when you run into something that is bothersome, that's only means that you have such a great potential that the realization that you get is from what goes against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
You should love your challenge, huh?
You have to praise him. Praise him. But the point of the matter here is that if you don't have something to go against you, so that means you're here wasting your time. If somebody is not giving you a headache, so that means you're just useless. But when you see there's a headache after headache, and there is a problem after problem, and this aggravation after aggravation. So here, only such a joy, such a nachat, such a peace, that you realize, wow, see, I worth something in this world. And then you realize that you worth more and more and more. You become priceless. There's no name tag. There's no name tag. Yeah. And that's what exactly we learned today. Tehidav Rabbeinu Aliyah HaKadosh, and that we see unbelievable thing. The Moshe B'Alam Shalom, his life was only based on Bilam. That when he left this olam, it's not useful. And that's what exactly we have to enjoy in such a beautiful messages in life. And with that, we're going to grow through it higher and higher. And praise you, B'nai Shalom, constantly. And thank him for all the mercy and all these gifts that bestows on us.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.